جزاك الله. May Allah Ta'ala reward you ajran aziman, inshallah, for this beautiful program for the kiddies. May Allah accept our children and increase them in their knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Masalim Kareem ji.
Boss, I just want to know what is wrong with tattoos. Yes, some are very ugly, but if it's done nicely, why do you say it is a sin to have one?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Muslims, we must understand our constitution is the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah. For you non-Muslims, you must know that we Muslims don't follow what he says or she says or his opinion now. Islam means to submit and surrender. Submit and surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely. To who? To Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. As expounded, explained by the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Take one Quranic verse and take one Sunnah and Nabawiyyah. Quran Sharif teaches us, the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, the women, and verse 119. When Satan, Lucifer, was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, he took various oaths, and one oath he took was, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will definitely, surely command them, human beings, and they will change the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 4, verse 119. See today, transgender. So if I take your reasoning, you will say, no, but he was Steve, but the operation was very successful, and now Steve became Eve, or Eve became Steve, so it looks so nice, so we must accept it. No, we say this is inviting the curse and the wrath and the punishment from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Second one, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about tattoos. In those times also, things like this, very similar, used to happen. And the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاشِمَ وَالْمُسْتَوْشِمَ. The person who does the tattooing and the person who has been tattooed, both of them are cursed by Almighty Allah, and the income, everything is tainted, polluted and haram and not permissible. So a Muslim must leave his or her body properly, normally, naturally. Islam, everything is natural. Fitratullahi allati fatara an-nasa alayha. So therefore, in Islam, this tattooing and so forth is the work of Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, has no place in Islam.
Mufti Saab, my name is Shirin. I'm on my way to work now. I take a taxi to work. Can I make zikr loudly so others can follow me instead of listening to evil music?
Remember that for a lady to travel with them, is that permissible, first of all? Second one is this, that you going to work early part of the morning alone, is that permissible? And now every day you have to listen to the music and so forth. So for a woman to raise a voice and then other people, men and women and so forth, will follow, so that is not permissible. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked regarding Ayyul Hajji Afdal, which Hajj pilgrimage is the best. Qal, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al Ajju was Sajju. That Al Ajju, Ajju, raise your voice, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Everybody agrees that that is for the men only. For the women, they must keep their voices soft and down and not loud. It must be very soft. And wasajju, they have to sacrifice the animal, the hadith, the meshukar, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So yeah, for you, my sister Shireen, there are three issues. You have to ask yourself, every day you're traveling, and it seems you are traveling with Muslim, non-Muslim men, and what have you, women, Allah alone knows. Is that permissible? Islamically, that's not permissible. Second one is this, that for you to raise your voice and say, no, I'm making zikr and you all must follow me. That is not permissible in Islam, that you do that for the men and so forth. And third one, my advice to you, sister, that for you the best thing will be that you do something from home. You know, today so many things, when it was the pandemic and scamdemic, people 90% were working from home. So that shows where there's a world, there's a way. So Islam will always give you a way out. You might be worried about your wages and your perks and so forth. The Quran addresses these issues. Chapter 65, Surah Talaq, the chapter related to divorce, verses 2 and 3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that when a person has taqwa and he fears Almighty Allah based on the love of Almighty Allah and respect for Almighty Allah, Allah will make a way out for that person. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, Allah will give them risk and sustenance from such avenues they never ever expected and anticipated. So that is our advice to you, sister.
Mufti Sahab, kosher and halal are very close to each other. Can Muslims eat kosher food also?
Not permissible. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue in the noble Quran and says, why did Almighty Allah make it so difficult for the jutlas, for the haramis, that and what they call kosher and so forth? So Almighty Allah speaks of this. And Almighty Allah says, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ, all these laws related to halal, haram, permissible, not permissible, lawful, unlawful, for the jutlas, for the Jews, is punishment for them. Why? Bibaghihim. Because they are rebels, they violate the law, they violate the Torah, they go against the very teachings of Moses and Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun, Aaron, peace be upon them. So there is written in the Torah, thou shalt not kill. They just want to kill. Kill people in Shifa Hospital, kill people there in the Iranian consulate, kill people, the aid workers, every day they're killing the haramis. Therefore, the only solution for them is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Second one, you must remember, thou shalt not steal. Every day they're stealing something of the Palestinians, either stealing their orchards and gardens, either stealing their homes, either stealing their land. So you can see, go read the Haaretz, they pose the question, is Israel going to annex the land, you must remember, of Gaza? So they are big crooks, you must remember that. So the only language they will understand is jihad. So therefore, Allah is punishing them. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, and we speak the truth, 100% truth. Chapter number 6, Suratul An'am, and verse number 146. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. See, I teach you a lesson. In 1989, the first time I went to Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, occupied Palestine. So my trip was from here for Hajj, and after Hajj and pilgrimage, Jeddah, Cairo. We spent few days there, and then from Cairo we had to fly to Tel Aviv. The flight was originally Air Sinai. But you know, like in South Africa, you get mango, and you get one time, and you get that Kulula, all passed away and died, you understand? So there also Air Sinai died or something happened. So now we ask them, now what? He said, no, there's no other flight, you all must go with El Al. So we had no option, so we said, fine, we will go. So this is the first time I interacted with the Jews, because I never flew on El Al before that. So they called me out. And the way they speak, you know, they'll make you feel like you're traveling on first class. They're so concerned and worried about your safety. It's nothing, it's the other way around. They want information from you. So anyway, it's a very short flight, like Johannesburg, Durban, 40, 45, 50 minutes. So on the way, they asked me food. I said, yes. I don't want to eat. I just want to see what they do. So they gave us that plate and that platter or what have you, and it had a green covering, and there's written there in English or Arabic or what have you, and Hebrew, we don't know. So anyway, it's written there, if anywhere this plastic is damaged, you must return it, and it's written kosher and so forth. After 10-15 minutes, then they came again, they say alcohol, which kind of alcohol? Kosher alcohol. This is what you must remember makes a mockery of the laws of kosher and the Judaism law regarding the dietary law and so forth. So to say, for a Muslim to say every kosher is halal, only a fool can say that. Because you have kosher alcohol, you can ask any jutla that. So they're always looking for loopholes, and therefore Almighty Allah transformed them into swines and into monkeys, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60, and Almighty Allah made them into despicable monkeys, and that is enshrined in chapter number 5, chapter number 7, and verse number 166. Chapter 7 and verse number 166.
Mufti Saab, is it true that the trucks have entered Gaza for humanitarian aid? Why are they not also being bombed?
Remember that there is so much pressure on Israel from their own allies. All of them know that Israel is guilty of war crimes. And what South Africa did, it set the precedent for all countries to charge Israel for genocide. And most countries are supporting South Africa in that, besides the Americans and the British and one, two other countries, remember that, who've got huge interest with Israel and so forth. And you get some idiots among the Arab countries and so forth, they will remain silent. So everybody knows that Israel are committing war crimes, they're committing genocide, they're committing crimes against humanity, and they are the ones should be charged, remember, and they should be indicted and put into prison. Every prime minister of Israel, from Ben Gurion to Bibi, is a war criminal. And we should know and we should speak about this. Quran Karim states, we must speak the truth. How? But we must hurl the truth against the enemies and crush them and crush their brains also. That is what Quran is teaching. We don't have to compromise. We don't have to apologize to these enemies and so forth. We have to tell them the truth and so forth. So because of that, they allow some trucks and so forth. But you mustn't get fooled by all the clips you are seeing. Some of the clubs coming through and telling you the trucks are entering and the aid workers are there. Those clubs, some of them are to do with Syria and not to do with Palestine and Gaza and so forth. So now you will see that they will allow some trucks because now they are guilty of murdering the 7 aid workers, and the world is condemning them and their own allies are condemning them, although not from the heart but from the tip of the tongue. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. We must crush the batil, the falsehood, with the truth and hurl it to them and smash their brains. Chapter number 21, Surah Anbiya, and verse number 18. So that is what Islam is teaching us to do.
Mufti Saab, you say big night is on the 27th night with some logical references by some pious ulama. However, do you think that if this was correct, then would our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not know this beforehand? We can't follow such ulama who think that they know better than our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You see, when you hear selective hearing, so that is what happened. When did I say that this is I'm saying? For everything we give you from the Quran itself, we give you from the Sunnah Mubarakah. We give you, you must remember, from the fatawa of Sahaba. We are just explaining it to you. We told you that in Surah Qadr, chapter number 97, you must remember that there are 30 words. And if you count it, you will find Hiya. Hiya refers to Laylatul Qadr. So it is the 27th word there. So you call this Lataifut Tafsir, the subtle points in Tafsir. If you count Laylatul Qadr, you will find that there are 9 letters there. And this word Laylatul Qadr is mentioned 3 times. So 9 times. times 3 is 27. So all these you will take from Quran, and you call this lataifu tafsir. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, wala yashba'u minhu al-ulama. The true ulama will never get satisfied. They want to know more and more. Wa ajaibuhu la tanqadhi. The jewels of the Quran will never get finished. So that are the jewels of Quran we are giving you. Study Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own seerah mubarakah. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Taraweeh Salat only thrice in congregation. 23rd night, 25th night, and 27th night. You want to see this hadith? Go see Mishkat Sharif, go see in Musnad Ahmad, and go see there in Ibn Majah and various other compilations. 23rd night, I'm just giving you my times here, so because it's approximate. So the Master alayhi salatu salam read till about 10:30, so that night there. Then the 23rd night, 25th night, past midnight and so forth, say 12:30, 1 o'clock. But 27th night, the Master alayhi salam read after the Isha, Taraweeh, the Sunnats, and then Taraweeh, read, it carried on whole night. Sahaba say, Hatta takhawwafna al-falah. We were fearing we might even miss the suhoor and the sahri. So am I saying, or this is the action of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his verdict is mentioned in Tabarani. Qala Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ardah, innaha laylatu sab'in wa ishreen. So many sahaba have said that. So brother, don't come put words in our mouth, because you're hearing with half a ear and one ear. So don't come and make stories here. 99% of the ulama have said, sahaba, tabi'in, awliyaullah, we must search for Laylatul Qadr on all odd nights. And good point you brought about, because it reminded me of something else which I forgot to tell you. I'll mention it. That's what I mean, good point, that you reminded me. I'll tell you something else now. So you must remember that they say 27 night in the light of what I mentioned to you, Quran and Sunnah and Fatawa of Sahaba. There is such a great scholar. His name is Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani. His family comes from Ashkelon, which is very near Gaza, if you know Palestine, and now Palestine under occupation. So remember, and Sheikh Albani rahimahullah used to say, "Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu." You will never find another Ibn Hajar in the world today. Hafiz ibn, and when you look at the commentaries of hadith, when they just write waqal al-Hafiz and they don't write the name, so it refers to him, Ibn Hajar. Such a genius giant he was. Nevertheless, Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah wrote, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, if there is the night of Friday, meaning that the Thursday night, what we call Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, and it is an odd night, so then the chances are that that night will be Laylatul Qadr. So take out, this is what I meant, good point. So remember this, today is 24th Psalm, 24th fast. All that Saudi sighting and just phantom, they talk nonsense. Moon Sami story. So remember that today, tonight is 25th night. If you're understanding proper ru'yat and understand all that. And it is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. So if you apply Ibn Hajar's thinking, which is very good also, he said the chances are quite strong that tonight could be Laylatul Qadr. So we will tell you, tonight make the maximum of it and switch off your TV and all these haram things and killing time and wasting time and bribes and fun run and pedal and all these stupid foolish games and all that. Saturday night, 27th night, and Monday night, 29th night. So each one of them, but more so we will still say 27 night, but tonight, because it's Laylatul Jumu'ah, and it is, you must remember, Laylatul Qadr maybe. So therefore, we should try and give it our best. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahib, is it too late now to sit for a sunnah etikaf? I just arrived back from overseas.
Sit for Nafil Etikaf, the time is finished for Sunnah. Go and sit in a masjid. For Nafil Etikaf, you can go in, out, whenever you feel like. Jazakallahu khairan to all the listeners. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, today you can listen to the fiqh program, very interesting, regarding Eid and regarding Sadaqatul Fitr and related issues. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.